It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new Wisconsin tourism ad shares the tradition of Wisconsin supper clubs. We'll ask you, what would you advertise to attract tourists to Wisconsin?
First, the state Senate held its final meeting yesterday, marking the end of a two-year legislative session. Lawmakers were at the Capitol late into the night looking at over 80 bills.
The ones that passed, including an online voter registration bill and a series of bills on opioid treatment and penalties, will be off to Governor Scott Walker's desk. The ones that weren't taken up at all are likely dead for this legislative session.
And here to tell us more is WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White, who was probably up very late last night. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what was that late night like?
You know, they wrapped up around 10 p.m., so that's pretty early for the legislature these days. But, you know, there weren't a ton of surprises last night. Legislative leaders tend to know what people are going to vote positively on, so they had a lot of bills sail through last night.
And I understand at least one has been signed already by Governor Scott Walker. What has already been signed?
That's right. Governor Scott Walker signed the online voter registration bill this morning. And basically what that bill does is it allows people who have a state-issued driver's license or ID card to register to vote online.
And that one ran into a little bit of headwinds, but it did ultimately prevail. Was there a lot of debate yesterday about that one?
You know, there wasn't a ton of debate on that. It did ultimately pass on party lines, as several things did last night. The concern was that the bill also eliminates special registration deputies, which are individuals that help people register to vote. And people said that the elimination of those deputies would compromise voter registration drives in the state.
And tell us about some of the others that did make it out of the session yesterday.
So some of the other bills that passed along party lines, like that voter registration bill, were four bills in the governor's college affordability package, as well as a high-capacity wells bill, changes regulation of high-capacity wells, and a ban on plastic bags.
So those are going forward, and opioid treatment bills. Now, there is a package of those as well. What was their fate last night?
That's right. So the opioid package, which is sponsored by Marinette Republican John Nygren of the Assembly, that actually passed with bipartisan support. There were five different bills in that package that passed last night. And basically what they do a variety of things, but Nygren has said that their intent is to expand access to treatment and to increase knowledge about addiction and different treatment options in the state.
And there was also a bill looking at a change to school revenue limits. Can you tell us about that one and what happened with that?
Sure. So that bill has inspired some controversy and some heated debate as it's made its way through the legislature. It also passed along party lines last night. In the beginning, the bill basically limited how much local governments could raise property taxes to pay for schools, basically to make up for cuts to fund the state's voucher system. So changes as the bill evolved gave more power to local governments. They could raise taxes more than originally thought. So the impact of the bill isn't quite as hefty as it was before, but it certainly still has some opponents.
And one that we've talked about this program, on this program, there was a bill looking at amnesty for sexual assault victims who could be, prior to the bill, ticketed for underage drinking. Tell us about that one.
Sure. So what proponents of that bill were hoping for was that, you know, if you removed the potential to get an underage drinking ticket, if you reported experiencing a sexual assault, that would encourage people to report assaults more. Sexual assaults on campuses have tended to be fairly underreported. And so proponents thought that taking away that underage drinking ticket would remove a barrier and encourage more people to come forward and get support.
Now, you had mentioned that at the beginning, some aspects of the governor's college affordability plan were passed. Not all of them were passed. Do you know what will happen with the pieces that weren't picked up on by the Senate?
Well, Veronica, those are basically dead this session. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said that the Assembly is not coming back, and the Senate is not coming back either. So the elements of the governor's plan that didn't get votes last night are not going to happen.
Well, we're talking with Laurel White right now, WPR State Capitol reporter, talking about last night's Senate session, the closing of the session, in fact. And Laurel, did anything especially come as a surprise last night? Sounds as though it was pretty straightforward, but anything stick out to you?
It was pretty straightforward. As I said before, legislative leaders tend to know what's going to pass, and if something isn't going to pass, they tend to leave it off the calendar. So everything on the docket, for the most part, did pass. There was one surprise toward the end of the session that some people may have heard about, and that was a little bit of controversy about a CBD oil bill, which some Democrats tried to bring to the floor for a vote.
And this is a marijuana derivative oil, essentially.
Yes, yeah. So CBD oil is derived from the marijuana plant. It has traces of THC, which is the active chemical in marijuana. And CBD oil has been used to treat some seizure disorders in children. And the oil is already legal in the state of Wisconsin. Since 2014, actually, it's been legal. But what this bill would have done would be to expand access to the oil so parents could actually get it rather than providers. And there were some concerns about that, according to Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, and that's why the bill wasn't allowed to come for a vote.
And what was the controversy that you heard?
Well, essentially, what Democrats tried to do was pull the bill to a vote, even though it wasn't on the calendar. And obviously, there was some opposition to that because people who had concerns about the bill didn't want it to be pulled for a vote. So there was a lot of procedural back and forth. And ultimately, that led to the state Senate adjourning rather abruptly at about 10 p.m. last night.
Now, one bill that did not make it out of the Senate last night that was a pretty high-profile bill, very contentious again, was the Sanctuary Cities Bill. Can you tell a little bit about why that didn't advance?
Yeah, again, that had been a pretty controversial bill. Thousands of people came to the Capitol to protest it last month. And it was not included on the Senate calendar for the end of this legislative session. So obviously there was some pretty high profile opposition to the bill, and senators decided that they didn't want to weigh in on it and send it to the governor.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, joining us there to talk about the results of yesterday's last Senate session.